My computer likes spam, and cookies, and peanut butter, and duct tape, and high-grade plastics, and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And welcome back to hour number two of the Computer Corner. We're here talking computers and problems and issues and fun and updates, and most importantly this week, how you can secure your computer with all the latest and greatest updates, patches, firewalls, downloads, spyware, adware programs, and fish guards.
Fish guards, yes.
Fish guards.
Like fish nets.
And how do you tell if that piece of software is fresh?
Is fresh?
Get a good whiff.
If
good
it
whiff,
smells fishy.
Guess Smith. Yeah.
What, I wonder if you took a pair of fishnet stockings and somehow put them over your computer.
Yeah.
If that would protect against anything at all.
No, but you might get people to talk to you.
You could.
Yeah, like go get therapy or something.
One of our listeners should do that, take a picture, and then send it to us somehow.
Do we have a this just in news sounder?
Matt, can you improvise something with your mouth?
No.
Alrighty. How about...
Select the sound. There it is.
This just in news sounder.
We have our crack reporter, my son, 11-year-old Taylor Colburn, here with some very important news for you folks that have an Xbox.
Yeah, the Xbox power cord.
How about right into the microphone?
Yeah, sure, let's go with that.
There we go.
Yeah, for all the people that have an Xbox, your power cord may have a defect in it because an estimated 14.1 million Xbox systems around the world have it.
14.1 million Xbox users may be affected. Wow.
Well, any one of the 14.1 million. Not that everybody will, right?
Right.
So there's some issue with the power cord. Because that power cord is actually very... It's a strange-looking deal.
Yeah,
it's not funky. not a normal power cord. So there's apparently some kind of fire damage, right? Or fire danger.
Yeah.
So how do they know whether they have one that's got a potential problem?
Well, if it's if you purchased it before... Or actually October 23rd, 2003.
Yeah, the manufacturer's date.
Right.
It's the manufacturer's date.
Right, and you can find that how?
Look on the bottom of it, and it'll have a little white sticker thing.
Sticker thing, yes.
A sticker thing.
Sticker on and win,
yes. That's the technical term for it.
And look for where it says MFG date.
Right.
And there's a serial number. You can actually go to the Xbox website and put all that stuff in. It'll tell you whether you need to get a replacement cord or not. And what's it cost to get these replacement cords?
Free.
Let's go with that.
Let's go with that. Free. Let's go with free.
So
we have a winner.
So here's the easy thing.
The price is right.
If you've got an Xbox and you're not sure, if you think you might be affected, but you don't know and you don't understand anything we said, get to Xbox.com. You can throw in your serial number. They'll tell you whether or not you're affected. And if you are, they'll give you instructions on how you order a free replacement from Microsoft.
It's no big deal. Just make sure if you have an Xbox... Yeah, we'd hate to see a big black spot around the Xbox there blown up. All right, shall we go back to the phones? Thank you, my man.
We can do that.
You're welcome.
Nice reporting there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It was great. It was your best reporting ever.
Hey, you know what? Don't quit your day job. Let's talk to Robert. What is your day job?
What is
Hey, Robert?
Yes.
Are you there with us?
Yes, believe it or not.
We are here with you.
Oh, man, thank you. Hey, I've got a problem. I had a computer basically made for me a couple of years back, kind of put together.
Okay.
So I call it my IBM or HP clone. Now, the thing is I put in as much RAM as I can. I've got a 60-gig hard drive and an 80-gig hard drive. The 80-gig isn't installed, but the problem that I'm running into is... I'm trying to install Print Shop. I believe it's Print Shop 20, and it starts up just fine, starts to do the install, and it has this nice little message, you know, you may have to wait a while. Thing didn't tell me I'm going to have to wait all friggin' night.
That's a technical term,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yes, that is. Feel free to use it. I do often. But anyways, the problem is that, I mean, I started the download, or the upload, either way, last night, probably about 6:30.
Well, when you're talking about upload, download, you're talking about actually trying to install it from the CD, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, or the install.
Okay. Well, I mean,
any one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I started the install, correction, last night about 6:30, and this morning about 10 o'clock, it was still with the same screen, you know, nothing really happening.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that that's not normal.
No. It when they say it may take a while, they mean a week and a half.
Well, it's all relative, right? Or maybe you should go see some relatives and come back. Does it literally lock the machine, or is it just sitting there like it's doing nothing?
It's just sitting there doing nothing, basically. Okay. I mean, there's no light on where the CD-ROM is located.
Yeah, it's just gone to sleep. Now, is the computer locked up, or can you still click on the start button, everything else still works?
Yeah, I can still click on it. Okay. I can still do other things.
You have a very specific, by the way, just disclaimer, a print shop's been around since
the beginning of time. The fact that there is version 20 out tells you it's been out a while.
I seem to remember right after electricity they came out with print shop. I've never been a big fan of print shop. The software seems to always have issues. It just seems to be a very problematic application. So from that standpoint, I'm not surprised you're having a problem. This is a very unique situation in that, have you experienced this with any other program or just print shop?
It's only been print shop. I've tried to install a couple versions of print shop, just a basic version, and then also like the publisher version.
Okay, now this particular one does specifically say it's made for, you have Windows XP, I take it?
Yes, I do.
And it specifically says that it's made for Windows XP?
Yes, I believe it does.
Some of the obvious stuff you can try is disabling your antivirus programs, any other kind of utilities.
Yep, done that.
Or you can try rebooting into safe mode and see if it'll allow you to install in safe mode.
Okay, try it in safe mode.
You also might want to make sure you're logged in either as the administrator user or as a user that has administrative rights. In Windows 2000 and XP, sometimes certain programs won't install properly unless you have full rights to everything on the machine. So,
have you visited the wonderful print shop website and looked in their support area?
No, I have not.
I would also look there to make sure that there's not some known issue with your video card, with your processor, with your motherboard, with your any number of pieces of hardware in there, or some other piece of software that's running. You know how to tell what's kind of running in the background if you look down by the clock? All those little icons represent programs that are actually actively in the background. So any one of those could be causing the installation program not to be able to run.
Yeah, and what I did prior to the attempt to install last night was I shut everything down that was down in the, operating, virus software, the whole nine yards, everything that I felt, you know, might conflict with it.
Okay, well, then you're going to have to, this is going to be something very specific to your installation. You can also try installing these disks on a completely different machine just to make sure that the disks themselves are not damaged.
You know, a whole other thought, Robert, and I'm going to be half joking and half serious here, is ditch Print Shop. What is it you're trying to do with Print Shop? Maybe there's some other thing you can use that's out there that might be a lot better.
Well, you know, funny thing is, okay, all I'm really trying to do is a DVD cover for a DVD that I produce, and also my business card that I can do the DVD cover on another program. I think it's like Printmaster or something like that I have, which is also installed. Didn't have any problems with that going in, but the other thing is my business cards, which I like the layout of my card, and I've only been able to find that style. It's got a Hawaiian, you know, seascape theme, and that's, you know,
Hawaiian seascape scenes are now passé on business cards.
That's so yesterday.
That was so 80s. You know, you can't do that now.
Hey, Robert, I don't know if you've ever heard of a program. Maybe you have it already installed on your computer, but it's called Microsoft Publisher. It will do everything that print shop program could do, plus more, plus it works, which is an actual cool feature, a program working. So you might want to give that a shot if it's installed on your machine, or you might want to think about going out and buying that if you're looking to be able to do those kinds of things. Also, Microsoft Word is able, it has a bunch of templates and things in it. You can create business cards out of there, and you can create the covers for those DVDs and things, and a lot of DVD burning software, authoring software, comes with little utilities to do that as well. So.
Yeah, Nero.
Nero's got a little cover, jacket cover kind of program on there.
They call it Cover Designer, I think.
Yeah.
So you might want to try those things out. The company that makes that software, the Print Shop, that's pretty much the only piece of software they make that's a real piece of software. Everything else they do is like educational titles and children's games and things like that. Yeah. And so it's a whole different world for them.
Broderbund or whatever, yeah.
Broderbund, right, right. Well, I guess what I'll end up doing is sending sending Broderbund and Print Shop a little note.
Well, don't send them a note because you're going to be on that same cycle where you're waiting for a lot of stuff. Just go be proactive. Go look on their website and make sure there's not anything very specific to your situation that you can
track
down.
You see, my note would be more of a suggestion to them that they...
Oh, yeah, they're going to listen.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, they'll listen to you.
Well, just, they should offer a box of tissues with their software because they have a lot of issues. So,
how about sleeping pills?
There you go.
And a cot and a razor.
Good luck with that, Robert, and thanks for the call.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You gentlemen have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, just think, if that's what it takes just to get it installed, what's going to happen if you call for support? Woohoo! Good luck, Robert. Yeah, that's how it works, huh?
It is how it works. We're overdue for a break, so we're going to take it when we come back. We got more of your calls and questions right here on the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR.